Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Are you teaching your children how to love? Have you been taught how to love? This podcast addresses one of the most important issues of our lives, learning and teaching our family to love one another with God's love.
I've found that one of the most important things that a mother and father can do for their little children is to teach them to love their parents. The father teaches the child or children to love their mother, and their mother in turn teaches them to love their father. I think that's an important function of a parent, that love is taught. You can't teach something you don't have.
Right.
If I can't teach my children to love my wife, their mother, then I better go first find in my own heart a true love for that woman, the mother of my children. Then I can take that true love that I found in my heart that God gave me because I went and asked Him, Lord, give me your heart concerning their mother.
Yeah.
And then you can take that and teach that to the children. And in turn, my wife would teach our children to love me. And that builds a family relationship that will last an eternity.
You know, you talk about them not being able to love because they've not received love. They don't even know how to love. Many people don't even know how to show love because they have never been shown love themselves. A lot of times when they come to know the Lord, when the Lord reveals Himself to them and they have a relationship with the Lord and the Lord becomes real to them through whatever means, then they start to know what real love is. And then, you know, they can minister that love, love one another, and they can be real in their love for one another. But until that time, they need someone to show them what real love is. Because of our love for each other, the men will be drawn to and long to know the Lord because of your love for one another.
Young children are very observant.
Yes, they are.
And if mom and dad are expressing and showing love for one another, the kids will pick up on it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what Dale is talking about, teaching them. It's because you're giving it an expression. And unfortunately, and especially in this day, you have mother and father both at work. And so they're actually observing babysitters who probably... they didn't have a greatest example for them either. Then when mom and dad get home, they're tired, they're irritable. It is the truth. They come home and then they don't, their expression is not of love to one another, but of the frustration that they have when they experience something at work or something on the way home. That's what kids grow up with, I'm afraid. They think that is what life is supposed to be about because you're teaching them how to grow up and how to live in this world. And that's just not what the Lord wants at all. Mm-hmm. We have to learn. We have to, you know, and I say we have to. I'm putting myself in this thing too. We have to learn how to be the expression of love to one another. You know, I'm sorry you went through all the stuff at work. Let me give you a hug and hold you because right. I want to cover you. I want to wipe all the memories of this day behind and impart love to you. What I feel, I love you so much. I don't like seeing you hurt like this.
Right.
That is an expression of love. There are people who are being great example.
Yes.
Those particular kids are not out in the streets rioting. They're not out burning buildings. They're not out doing the destructive thing. That's definitely not the love of the Lord that we want to see on this planet.
Love takes time to express, to show. And even today, some of the kids come home and there's nobody there until late at night.
But what do we do with that? There's not much we can do except pray for those ones. But we can, in our own way, make sure we are showing love.
Yeah.
Make sure we are ministering love, finding those that are hurting and making sure that they know that we love them, that the Lord loves them. But we can love one another. We can minister to one another. We can be a blessing to one another and strengthen one another. Lord, make me more aware of those around me that I can be a blessing to, that I can show love to, that I can be a means of presenting the love of the Lord to. I know when I was teaching school, the children that were given to me, I could minister to them the love of the Lord. I could show them the love of the Lord. Everyone that listens to this broadcast or anywhere, you can, all you have to do is just open up to the love of the Lord and minister to others.
Yep.
Love them. Listen to them. Just show them that you care about them. Whatever way, yep. Ask the Lord to show you what to do. How can I be more of a blessing? Ask him all the time. I ask him all day, every day. How can I be more of a blessing?
What's really neat is if we learn at that young age how to teach our children to love their parents.
Yes.
And to love one another. One of the primary things people are looking for today is family. Even though the family that they're looking for is a beginning family, because God's got so much more in a family for them, in his family, than they imagine. But what's neat is you take those children that were taught to love their parents. As those kids grow up, their parents are going to change too. And they're going to come to the point where you have a son or a daughter and you're having a problem between Mom and Dad. That child will step up because you taught that child to love that person.
Yep.
And they're going to come back to you with just the same thing. Come on, cut Mom some slack, you know? She's having a tough time. And I'll say, you're right, sweetheart. Let's go give her a hug. Tell her how much we love her and how much we're with her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Dad comes home. All the kids and Mom meet him at the door, dragging him in, pour a nice hot bath or a nice cool bath, whatever that guy needs.
Yeah.
Because Mom has taught those kids how to love him. How can he refuse that love?
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.